Welcome to The Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It's Tuesday, June 17th, 2025, and equity futures are looking a bit weak this morning. S&P futures are trading about 29 points below fair value. What's weighing on sentiment?
It's definitely a risk-off mood to start, primarily driven by geopolitical angst. President Trump leaving the G7 summit early, and his subsequent comments calling for an evacuation of Tehran have certainly rattled nerves. This renews concerns about potential U.S. involvement in the Israel-Iran conflict.
I see. And that's reflected in the commodity and bond markets, right? Crude oil is up, back above $73 a barrel. Treasury futures are advancing, pushing the 10-year yield down about 4 basis points to 4.41%.
Exactly. A classic, albeit somewhat cautious, flight to safety. Investors are clearly a little on edge about those developments in the Middle East and the president's focus there.
What about the overnight session? How did Asia and Europe fare?
Asian markets ended mixed. Japan's Nikkei actually managed a gain of about 0.5%, but Hong Kong's Hang Seng slipped 0.3%, and China's Shanghai Composite was unchanged. The Bank of Japan, as widely expected, left its policy rate at 0.50% and also voted to slow its JGB purchases, though that doesn't kick in until April 2026.
Interesting. And Europe?
European markets are broadly in the red. Germany's DAX is down about 0.8%, the UK's FTSE is off by 0.3%, and France's CAC is lower by 0.6%. This is despite some stronger-than-expected ZEW economic sentiment figures from both the Eurozone and Germany.
So geopolitical concerns are overshadowing positive economic signals there?
It certainly seems that way. However, on a more constructive note, European Commission President von der Leyen did call for a unified EU approach to China's trade practices at the G7. And, significantly, the US-UK trade deal has been signed, which should lower UK tariffs on US imports.
That's a positive development. Now, turning back to the US, it's a busy day for economic data releases, isn't it?
It absolutely is. At 8:30 a.m. Eastern, we get May retail sales. The consensus is for a 0.6% decrease, though ex-auto is expected to be up 0.1%. We'll also see May import and export prices at the same time. Then, at 9:15 a.m., May industrial production and capacity utilization. And finally, at 10 a.m., April business inventories and the June NAHB housing market index.
A lot for the market to chew on there. Let's shift to corporate news. Lennar reported earnings.
Yes, Lennar, ticker LEN, missed Q2 EPS expectations by 13 cents. But they did beat on revenue. The stock is actually trading up about 2.3% in the pre-market.
Okay, and any other earnings highlights?
Jabil, JBL, had a strong report. They beat earnings by 24 cents and also beat on revenue. Their guidance for the August quarter was also above consensus. So, good news from them. Wiley, WLY, also beat estimates and guided higher for fiscal 26.
Sounds good for them. But it's not all positive, especially in the renewable energy sector. First Solar, FSLR, is getting hit hard.
Oof, hit hard is an understatement. FSLR is down a whopping 13.4% in pre-market. The catalyst is a report that the Senate Tax Committee has proposed a full phase-out of solar and wind energy tax credits by 2028. That's a major blow, and you're seeing other solar names like RUN, SEDG, and ENPH, down sharply as well. RUN is off nearly 27%.
Wow, that's a significant policy shift impacting those stocks. Any major M&A news?
Eli Lilly, LLY, has agreed to acquire Verve Therapeutics, that's V-E-R-V, for about $1 billion. As you'd expect, Verve shares are skyrocketing, up over 75% on that news.
Big pop for Verve. What about big tech? I saw Microsoft, MSFT, was a bit lower?
Yes. Microsoft is down about 0.9%. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that tensions with OpenAI are reaching a boiling point, with OpenAI even discussing making antitrust complaints. So, some drama brewing there.
Definitely something to watch. Now, you often look at some AI-driven market sentiment. What's the take from WaveRider AI this morning, especially on SPY and QQQ?
WaveRider AI is actually showing a, quote, cautiously optimistic tone for SPY and QQQ, despite the current pre-market weakness. For SPY, key support levels are eyed at 598 and 596, with resistance at 602 and 605. For QQQ, Support is at 530 and 528, with resistance at 533 and 536. The VXX, which measures volatility, has seen a recent decline, suggesting lower market volatility and generally increasing investor confidence.
Cautiously optimistic, I like the sound of that. But are there any specific warnings or areas of concern from that analysis?
Yes, there's an important caveat. The percentage of stocks over their 50-day moving average is actually flashing a bearish signal, indicating the market is somewhat overbought. Also, the primary indicator is bullish, and the 20% weekly reading is bullish, but with a note of caution. So while tech and communication services led yesterday, there's a need to be selective.
So it sounds like a stock picker's market. Which sectors are favored?
The analysis suggests focusing on tech and semiconductor stocks, like those in XLK, which are showing strong volume and momentum, especially those near support levels, for potential continuation plays. Defensive sectors like energy and utilities are currently lagging and might be best avoided for now.
Good to know. Any other notable gapping stocks this morning, up or down?
On the upside, APPS is gapping up over 10%. On the downside, apart from the solar stocks we discussed, Make My Trip, MMYT, is down about 7.5% after proposing a convertible senior notes offering and a separate offering of ordinary shares. Redwire, RDW, is also down significantly, about 12%, after pricing an offering.
And any quick analyst upgrades or downgrades catching your attention?
Roku, or Roku, was upgraded to buy from hold at Loop Capital with a $100 price target. On the other side, Navitas Semiconductor, NVTS, was downgraded to hold from buy at Deutsche Bank. And there's a flurry of initiations, particularly in the biotech space like Acumen, Amylyx, and Arcolix, all initiated with buys at Citigroup.
All right, so to wrap this up for traders heading into the open, we have geopolitical tensions casting a shadow, a heavy slate of economic data due, and a market that, while showing some underlying bullishness in tech, might be a bit overbought. What's the key takeaway?
The key takeaway, especially from the WaveRider analysis, is to focus on those tech and semiconductor stocks showing strong volume and momentum, particularly those near support levels for potential continuation plays. However, given the overbought conditions and the recent tendency for early strength to fade, using tight stops below key support levels is absolutely crucial to manage risk. WaveRider's watch list includes KLAC for a continuation idea and CW for an anticipation setup.
Excellent. It sounds like traders need to be nimble and very selective today. Thanks for breaking all that down for us.
Anytime. It's shaping up to be an active session.
Indeed it is. And for all our listeners, that's your pre-market briefing for Tuesday, June 17th. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Dose. We'll catch you next time. Have a great trading day.